This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Declaration of Independence warns us about bureaucracies setting up their own many corrupt empires and under the color of law, feeding in a predatory fashion on populations. They ship the drugs in to create the crisis. Their stated goal is to break up the family with CPS out of their own documents. I read to you AP articles where the FBI is running hit teams through informants and drug dealing nationwide. I read to you where the chief of police of Houston says that they're framing people to care less if you're innocent, that they will frame you and commit crimes. Tulia, Texas, grabbing 46 in a nighttime raid. No drugs found in any of the homes, giving them all 20 to 90 years in prison when they knew the whole time they were innocent. It's about packing fresh people in those private prisons, now number one part of our economy, and destroying our economy, driving down the wages because the prisoners work for 20 cents an hour. And just another case, another example of this with our guest, Stuart Gerstacker, who the court was trying to basically seize his kids, break up the family, wouldn't let him see his son. When his neighbors testified that it wasn't true, the CPS attacked them, demanded urine samples, no drugs were found, and they still came after him until the next door neighbor had a stroke, a young woman. So this is the new America, folks. And Stuart, going over the story, we're going to go to Roy in Florida and others here in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air today, coast to coast, 800-259-9231. Stuart, the point I'm making is you can't trust this government, state, federal, local, international, because they've all been caught, these agencies engaging in crimes, engaging in frame-ups, laughing, their own policies, saying they want to enslave us. It's happening again. History's repeating itself. But the average American is still in la-la land, not knowing how massive and across the board this system is. Stuart? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is you can't ever trust the government. And I think the best way to deal with the government is to keep it as powerless as possible. And we've lost sight of that in modern society.
That's it. And they're increasing the power now.
Yeah.
Under the guise of fighting terrorists, and their changes to the laws, it does nothing to stop terrorists.
Right, exactly. It just expands power of the centralized state, which is the most dangerous terrorist in the entire world.
Throughout history.
Will be.
Throughout history. That's a historical fact.
Yeah.
Well, we're facing this. So where does it go from now? From this point, you've got SaveMySon.org.
Yeah.
And you're fighting this system.
Yeah, well, basically, since I started getting the word out, I've found, actually through Mike Hansen, I got a paralegal, Desi Andrews, that's doing some work for me. And basically what I'm going to do is just file all my motions myself. I've fired my attorney. And, right now, I'm looking for assistance of counsel, but I haven't been able to find any. So right now I'm planning on just going it alone. And
the only lawyer you can trust is a family friend, if they're knowledgeable on the area of law, and if they're from outside the city.
Yeah, from outside the city and really from outside the system, too, because what I'm finding out is that the divorce courts are not constitutional courts. They are in rem courts, which means that they deal only with property. And so you don't actually have your lawyer in a divorce court doesn't actually represent your liberties and your rights. They represent the interests of the court first.
Yeah, it's all uniform commercial code, the fraud courts they've built.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally...
And in your case, you know, they never signed any of the orders, nothing?
There are no signed orders at all. There are no standing orders in these proceedings. And I just found this out last week after being, you know, because, I mean, I'm under the impression that I can't see my son. But then, you know, of course, the other side of it is that my wife is up in Painesville, Ohio. Her mom used to be the clerk of courts and the clerk of counsel up there for like 30 years. And they've been telling the cops and all the people that they're buddy-buddy with that I'm a violent abuser, and I can't just, if I just go up there, I place myself in jeopardy because there's a good chance that somebody's going to do something, perceive me as a violent threat, and do something to, you know, to hurt me.
And again, that was never even part of the original case. You've been married. She said that it wasn't your child. You did the paternity test, show that you're the father, and then now all this starts. Drugs, and then that was disproven. And
She's just punishing me for my disobedience. That's all that this is. She's just trying to control me, and I'm rebelling.
Well, this shows how the system works. Stay there. We'll come back and take calls, Stuart. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps potassium iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The government is run by corrupt people across the board. It's getting worse and worse. We have to realize this corruption and realize the illegitimate nature of state, federal, and local government, how it's destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution, how they are the enemy combatants working within the system with their cloak of authority to oppress and feed on the people in a predatory, parasitic fashion. We're talking to Stuart Gerstacker. And the CPS was used on him during a divorce proceeding. His wife first tried to claim that he wasn't the father. Then he had the paternity test done, and they learned that, of course, he was. And then she moved on to charges of drugs when the neighbors testified and were involved on his side. They then sick CPS on the neighbors. They intimidated the neighbors into giving a drug test with no court order, no subpoena, just front door, threatening them with police at the husband's home. When they gave the samples and were found not to be using drugs, CPS came back again, tried to take the neighbor's kids because they testified on behalf of Stuart Gerstacker. And then the mother, the neighbor, had a stroke. I mean, this is what we're facing. This case, frankly, is horrible, but it's nothing compared to what I've seen. We're just incredible corruption that even dwarfs this, if that's possible. Stuart, let's take some calls on this issue and on other New World Order issues.
All right.
The toll-free number to join us on air today, this Monday, the 30th of June edition, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in Florida. Roy, you're on the air with our guests. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and I wish you luck, Stuart.
Thank you.
I'm about to start a divorce case myself, and I hope I have a little bit better luck.
Good luck, man.
Actually, what I'm calling about is not right exactly on target, but, Alex, I'm noticing in the last 4 or 5 months that all these Supreme Court decisions are not based on Constitution, and I would think that, you know, when the Supreme Court comes down with a decision, it's based on the Constitution. These are based on what 5 or 6 states do. The sodomy case was based on common usage that everybody thinks it's okay. That's all democratic stuff. It is not based on the Constitution whatsoever.
Well, they're now saying the people want elections at large instead of the Electoral College, which is, again, about states' rights, state sovereignty. It's like the 17th Amendment, taking our senators from the states and making them federal creatures. So you're right. The Supreme Court ruled there's no just compensation for property taken, that they can grab you and forcibly drug you with no charges.
Right.
They're ruling across the board on police state matters.
And that's based on something like the UCC or whatever. But let me, since I'm not on target, I just got one other brief question, and I'll let somebody else speak. I was trying to download the Northwoods document yesterday, and I was unable to do so. Is there a problem with your...
Problem with my what?
With your website, we're downloading it.
No, generally it's your computer. Do you have a new computer or an old computer?
I have a very new computer.
You have not installed Acrobat, then?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And the Acrobat thing came up, and then blank page.
Yeah. I can go download Northwoods at about 500 different places right now, including the Library of Congress.
Okay.
And we have the ABC News report. We have the Baltimore Sun report. We have excerpts of James Bamford's book. And we have a place to download it. At least we did about a week ago the last time I printed it. The Northwoods Plan. That's the U.S. government plan to carry out terror attacks against U.S. cities, to blame it on foreign enemies. That's an official plan. Were you able to get the ABC News or Baltimore Sun stories?
No, I wasn't, but I was looking on your site.
Oh, you couldn't? Those didn't.
InfoWars.
Those didn't work either then.
Okay.
Well, hold
All
on.
Right, thank you very much.
No, hold on, Roy. Those didn't work either then.
Neither Prison Planet or InfoWars work.
Oh, the whole website doesn't work, is what you're saying.
Just the Northwoods documents, because that's all I tried.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying the ABC News stories, the Baltimore Sun stories, those don't work either.
I linked onto Northwoods documents, and there was a something 20% something else on the address link.
Well,
the PDF thing came up. We're loaded the PDF thing. But
yeah.
After that, there was...
I'm not a big computer whiz.
Okay.
But I can go download it right now.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And so I don't know what I can do for you. I would type in Operation Northwoods into the Library of Congress website or the National Security Archives, or I would type Operation Northwoods into a website. There's mirrors of the document on hundreds of websites.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Good work.
Yeah. Thank you, Roy. About once a month, I get an email or a call. I can't download Northwoods, and then I go during the break and I try to download it, and I do. So I don't know what I can say for folks out there. Different computers have different configurations, and it's a public stated document. It was like W199I. I posted 9 articles: BBC, Reuters. On the website about W199I, on the main page, and people would call me and say, I can't find it. So it's all in the 911 government involvement archive. And I guess I can post it again on the main page. But were you aware of Operation Northwood, Stuart?
Yeah, I've read about it on your website before.
Oh, you were able to download it?
Yeah, I've been to your website a whole bunch of times. I don't think I've had any problems with it in the past.
Yeah. Well, I'm not mad at Stuart. I mean, it's an important question. It's just that I never get why. It's generally people's computers. You may need to restart your computer.
Yeah, and there's sometimes settings in the internet browser that you have to play with.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at total information overload. I mean, I got emails on Friday, you know, saying, where's the Houston Chronicle story about the police chief saying that it's total fraud? All I can do is go like this on the air. And then Houston Chronicle, Steve Conan, or Roma Conan and Steve McVicker, Houston Chronicle, Texas Justice Unfair Urges Crime Lab Court Inquiry, and that's on the Houston Chronicle, so that's all I can do there, too. Did you hear about the Tulia, Texas case?
Yeah, I did.
Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Well, I mean, basically, from what I understand, these guys just went and basically set a bunch of people up for a drug bust, and they were all completely not guilty, and
one cop did,
but it was a travesty.
One cop did, and he's been caught framing other people. 46 people arrested in one night, didn't have criminal records, no drugs found. They were given sentences ranging from 20 to 90 years.
That's crazy. If these guys are pirates, they get paid by the federal government to go out and bust people for drugs, and if they can't find any drugs, they'll plant them on you and bust you anyway. It's insane.
But I guess they're the authorities. I guess that's okay.
Actually, it's not okay. I pay my taxes.
But aren't the authorities allowed?
Bothering anybody, I don't have to put up with any of this crap from anybody.
But, I mean, Nero was the emperor. Shouldn't he be allowed to kill people?
Nah, you know, we live in an armed society.
Hey, wait a minute. Hitler was the elected official, so he did some things that governments... No, of course I'm being sarcastic. Yes, it's our right to say slavery's wrong.
Yeah.
It's our right to say Hitler's bad.
Yeah.
And it's all right to say framing innocent people is wrong.
Yeah. All legislative power is inherent in the hands of the people, and the government has forgotten that, and they need to be reminded. I mean, we need to stop. We need to repeal the income tax. We need to stop giving these people our money. We need to stop serving them. We just need to say no. When they come for your kids, just tell them to get off your land and say no. Don't pay them anything and don't sign anything. You got to fight back. You know, file lawsuits.
Last week, I read out of the UNESCO documents. That's the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. Bush just signed back onto it, and it says in their founding document, the family is a disease and must be eradicated. Then we wonder why all this is happening, Stuart.
No, it's all connected. It's all part of this worldwide thrust toward global monarchy. And you can call it whatever you want. You can call it the police state or you can call it socialism. But the bottom line is there's two forms of government. There's republic and there's monarchy. And we live in a republic, and we're being pushed in the direction of monarchy just the same way the Roman Empire went. We're doing
the
same thing.
We're being pushed in the out of what you call monarchy, I'd call command and control.
Yeah, command and control, centralized control, empire. It's all basically different words for the same thing. You've got one centralized leader, and the law is whatever he says it is. And that's not the kind of system I'm willing to labor under.
And it's your right as a human being to stand up and say no to that system. The Ninth Amendment, the Declaration of Independence clearly states it. And what we're trying to do on this show is to get people to open their eyes, their minds, their hearts, to look at the facts. People say, well, it's scary. The government's corrupt. They'll say, yeah, you're right, Alex, but I'm afraid. Folks, that shows the level of tyranny right there. And there shouldn't be a question of standing up against this evil. Folks, if you don't stand up against it, it wins for sure.
Yeah.
So it's not just a thing of having courage. This is about survival. We've got to stand up and say no to this.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing new about our government now. All governments have always been like this. And the Declaration of Independence clearly states that we have certain rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the Declaration of Independence says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And we've forgotten that as a people, and our government has forgotten that too. And they need to be reminded that we pay their salaries, and they serve at our discretion, not the other way around.
You're right, sir. And the government and the media create the illusion that we support this, and the illusion that corruption's only a side issue and accidental and incidental, when it is the thrust of this system to set up an absolute despotism. If any writers or other talk show hosts want to contact you, they can do it at savemyson.org.
Yeah. My email address, you can contact me through the website, or my email address is daddy@savemyson.org.
All right. We'll be tracking this case, and I hope that others will interview you, Stuart, and I hope that news writers like WorldNet Daily and others will contact you and write a story about this. I know they listen to the show a lot and get a lot of their news stories from this program, so that might happen. Be sure and check your email soon. I'll be right back. Thanks, Stuart.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps potassium iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The government's own official plan says they want to destroy the family, that they want to dumb you down. that they want to imprison you, that they want troops on the streets ordering you about. This is not good. This has happened over and over again, and it's happening again, and we need adults to face the data, to face the facts, and to do something about it. Let's talk to Grant in Minnesota, then I'm going to go to more calls and more news. Grant, go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. The last time I called you guys, I told you that they confiscated my tiger cub, Siberian tiger, and the next time in court after that, the doors were locked. They were locking the doors. So I think this thing is going to catch up with them pretty quick here. And all the court dates or the decisions the judges are making are on or before a full moon or a new moon. And so they're doing witchcraft, definitely. And the first people that did threaten me were from Hollywood.
Okay, now I'm really confused, sir. You called us about 2 weeks ago. I remember your call. You said you had some exotic wildlife. They came and killed it. Came and took them and killed them. Okay, now I do know the elite are in Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and all this, but I don't particularly know where this is going now. And you also say that Hollywood threatened you. What does this mean?
Well, I had some people come up here from Hollywood that first threatened me that I better not breed any tiger cub. They first found out I had Siberian tigers.
By that, you mean some group that has animals from
somebody
films.
Who was in movies. And
so basically, the environmentalist wackos came after you.
Yeah, and then now the court is looking at a double perjury. We have double perjury going. They have perjury going for them. Their main witness lied 8 times. Their investigator lied.
Well, that's what they do.
6 or 7 times. So we got all the paperwork to back it up now. So So this one's going to catch up with them, definitely.
All right, keep us abreast of it. Thanks for the call. Speaking of the occult, I have a couple articles about that today. Here's one out of WorldNet Daily. Horse mutilations plague England. Authorities suspect occult ritual in at least a dozen incidents. Police in England suspect occult ritualistic practices in their investigations of at least a dozen incidents of horse mutilations. In one incident reported by the London Guardian, a healthy purebred filly was found dead, her belly slashed with a knife, yet there was little blood in the field despite the fact that about 8 litters appeared to be missing, possibly drained from the horse's stomach. Authorities determined she had tried to bolt from her attackers, dying in the struggle. Close by, an injured colt showed signs of being tied and attacked. He was treated and moved to a different field, but this month, he was repeatedly visited by attackers who carved symbols on his skin, took chunks of flesh in different shapes, cut pieces of his mane, and left them in stone circles they had constructed near him, according to The Guardian. It emerged this week that the regular and increasing slashing incidents, happens all the time in Texas, taking place in the Hope Valley since October, indicative of a wider recurring problem, the paper reported. And that's not just the 12 incidents there's going on all over the place. Stone circles appear. There's blood dribbled around. There was a bunch of articles last week. BBC reported that a Harry Potter phenomenon has caused an explosion of Wiccan rituals. It's now the fastest growing religion. They're finding dead cats and dogs all over the place, all over the country, dead goats. And then there was an article out of the Scotsman today on Infowars.com that shows people in a satanic ritual dancing around naked. And it's a huge event. The universities, everybody basically gets involved. I had to blur the photos out. I mean, they were posted in a mainstream Scotsman newspaper, but you can link through to the Scotsman, read the actual article, and it just shows a bunch of naked women and naked men running around fires. And it says, Exorcist calls for crusade against the cult. An exorcist yesterday called for the crusade from the pulpits against the growing power of the occult. Father Jim Mahanis said paganism and witchcraft were intertwined with the evil and needed to be stamped out. The 62-year-old priest, the only Catholic clergyman, performed the service of deliverance regularly, said devil worship could only lead to tragedy. Profile of paganism will yet get a boost next month, with 2 festivals and an academic conference on the subject are held north of the border. On Saturday, Scotland's largest ever festival to celebrate followers of Wicca will be held in Glasgow. And next week, Glasgow University is hosting a two-day conference to discuss the significance of the film A Wicker Man and the Rise of the Occult. That's where they tie somebody up and burn them to death, which the Druids did. The Wiccans say they're nonviolent. The low-level people they recruit in are told that. Then it gets into higher level, and it's run by Satanists. It coincides with the Wicker Man Festival in Galloway, which will culminate with the burning of a giant Wicker Man, as in the film. The Pagan Federation alone claims 2,000 devotees in Scotland, rising by 20% in the past 6 months. And we'll be right back with the rise of the occult and all the sacrifices.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here.
4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I got a bunch of geopolitical news, and the plans to invade Iran and Syria are now taking more shape, forming themselves. Bunch of economic news. I know we got Gene and Jim and many others that are now patiently holding and want to get involved on air. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But here's a warning about Satanism. Now, the pagans, the Wiccans, they will tell you that, oh, that's a wives' tale, that's a stereotype, that the Wiccans, the Druids, sacrifice people, kill animals. Well, no, it's National Geographic. It's Encyclopedia Britannica. You know, they can't deny that the Aztecs killed 10,000 people every year on one holiday alone and had daily sacrifices and eradicated entire tribes in southern North America and in Central America and South America. The Toltecs and others did. Eradicated whole tribes in their bloodlust for sacrifice to their gods. All these ancient religions demanded sacrifices, and they always had a horned demon god or snake god that demanded it. And if you go to Scotland, you go to Ireland, you go to Wales, you go to England, they found the peat bogs and the burials and the boneyards where they'll find burned wood parts and burned bodies with people with offerings, jewels on them. They grab you, deck you out in a bunch of finery, make you drink a nauseous narcotic so you wouldn't resist. They would put you in a wicker man or in a big bull or in an owl. Moloch, by the way, in the Middle East was an owl and a bull. Same thing went on to similar gods Scotland and in the Isles, the British Isles. And they found thousands of these boneyards full of burned skeletons, children, women, men, jewels, all in the fires. That's where the word bonfire comes from, bone fire. That's Encyclopedia Britannica, folks. And then I got to hear these Wiccans, and they're everywhere now. They have these big Harry Potter days. Everybody takes their kids, and they buy all the witchcraft accoutrements. Oh, it's cute. It's fun. Teaches my kid to read. And, of course, no one points out that they release these Harry Potter books on the summer solstice, on the eve of the summer solstice. That's the high holy day of sacrifices, not in the winter solstice. This is not being pointed out to people, and it should be. And this is going on. And I've probably seen, let me be conservative, 100 reports. It's over 100 in the last 2 months. We've posted hundreds on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, of them digging up dead bodies of children and women in Portugal, digging up dead bodies of women and children in France, in Burgundy, and in other areas, in Toulouse, digging up dead bodies in England. Finding dead kids in England, in other areas. I mean, just every European country, they find the dead kids and they've had their hearts cut out. They find the skeletons of these women by the hundreds. And in France, this all started unraveling 2 years ago. It was reported in the BBC, London Guardian, Le Figaro, French News. A woman escaped who weighed like 85 pounds out of a castle. And she ran to the police station. They wouldn't help her, started pursuing her. She got the state police. They came in, found some dead women, found another woman that weighed even less than her in a cage. They said satanic rituals were done on us. They've now busted the mayors and police chiefs and judges, and now it's gone all the way up to the conservatives running France. And now the French Secret Service has gotten involved, and they're shutting down the stories. Witnesses are dying. I mean, you talk about a real bloody soap opera. I read this stuff every week, and this isn't rumors, folks. They're finding the dead bodies. One of the French conservative leaders that went to the Bilderberg Group this year caused a controversy because he's under investigation for this stuff. And what do they say they do? They go into these castles. They have wild sex. They worship Satan. Well, what did Kubrick do in his film, Eyes Wide Shut? World leaders meeting at a palatial mansion in satanic sex orgies are not supposed to enjoy, because the devil wants to mutate anything that God's created, and sex is meant to be enjoyed with your wife to have children, with your husband to have children. And, you know, Kubrick made films about real things, you know, Full Metal Jacket, 2001 Space Odyssey. They were about ideas. They were comments on society. Clockwork Orange, about mind control and the coming police state, kind of his dystopic movie. Many others. Dr. Strangelove. And then he makes this film, and what's in that film is the exact description of what goes on. Now, that's mid-level. They also carry out sacrifices of human beings. Now, you're tuned in for the first time. You're going, this is ridiculous. Well, you've been trained by the LaVey School of the media that Satanists dress up and wear red pajamas with little black horns. And they admit Marilyn Monroe went, and Sammy Davis Jr., and all these other Hollywood people. That was just one of their little low-level spokesmen, Anton LaVey. You don't think he actually wrote that book, do you? So, do as thou wilt, that's what Crowley said. You don't think Aleister Crowley came up with that? So this is all reconstituted Satanism. And if you're doubting me, in my film, Dark Secrets, inside Bohemian Grove, we start the film with about 30 news articles. AP, Sacramento Bee, Washington Times, Parade Magazine, Spy Magazine, Men in Powers, written by German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, where he admits, you know, he wrote this. The German Chancellor said, I am Bilderberg, I am Trilateral, I am CFR, I love the pagan rituals at the Grove. He wrote it. It's on library shelves. The guy before Helmut Kohl and Gerhard Schroeder, Helmut Schmidt. I mean, we got these guys writing books about, I love every year the pagan rituals we do. I have the book, I have the subpages, the pages, the text, we zoom in on it. And it says in these news articles, it's admitted, they bus in, they fly them in, they bus them in, with Secret Service driving the buses, male prostitutes. And 1,000-plus world leaders enjoy themselves. And this is out in the news, but you don't hear the big Christian talk shows talking about this. You don't hear a discussion of it. It is satanic. Okay? By the way, they control both sides of the coin. A guy got some video. Ed Homan got some video from me 2 years ago, a year after I was snuck into Bohemian Grove. We're coming up on the anniversary in 15 days of when I snuck in with Mike Hansen back on July 15th, 2000, with the British media covering our infiltration. That's now aired in Japan, England, on national cable, on the Trio Network, 15 times, by the way. And the Grove admits at the end of the piece that I did sneak in to get this footage. They say, yes, he did. Yes, that footage is real. There's no debating it. But I've been on big national Christian talk shows debating these people, and they'll attack me and say, you need to repent to God for bearing false witness against our president. When it's admitted he goes there, when the Grove admits I got the footage, I've been accused by the number one talk show host in San Antonio of faking the Bohemian Grove film. He got on the air and said that was shot in the backyard. That's not real, and had a Grove member on with him. So, we've got denial when Helmut Schmidt says it's a New World Order group and that's where the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, and CFR go to let off steam. When Spy Magazine and Parade Magazine, you know it's in your Sunday paper every week, and Sacramento Bee, the Washington Times, says that they truck, it is admitted, they truck in male prostitutes. People say, well, did you see that? Folks, I was dodging Secret Service. I was dodging internal security, hiding out in the woods to try to catch the ritual on tape, and I did. They say, well, why didn't you go over to President Bush and talk to him? Well, President Bush knows who I am. Okay, I've sat across the table from President Bush, and my sister was going to school with his daughters, okay, when he wasn't even governor. George Bush had me arrested for asking him a question in 1998 at the DuPont photo masking plant after a speech. If I didn't run up and ask George Bush to answer a few questions, can you please take your hood off? It's like Tom Cruise and Eyes Wide Shut walking up and saying, hey, can you take your outfit off for me, please? But see, this is so bizarre that people can't even interface in it. And every couple weeks now I see pictures of good-looking witches dancing around with the warlocks, and the young people see these well-muscled guys and these busty women dancing around a fire naked, and now it's exploding. The media's promoting it. The kids are rushing in. They go, oh, it's white magic. It's love of Earth. It's love of the environment. And the government and the media promote it. And your young daughters see this, and they get involved. Your young sons see this. They get involved. They go, and they see this alluring, worldly, flesh-enthused system. And what do you end up in? Satanism. The occult. And it is dangerous. And the young people, you need to come to the altar and you need to beg Jesus Christ to forgive you for your sins and to come into your heart and to come into your soul. And I don't want to hear, how dare you promote Jesus Christ on your show? How dare you promote Yahweh? You turn on the news, it is a promotion of Satanism and witchcraft and sex and drugs as snares to capture your children. Folks, you have got to go to the Lord. He will protect you. But you've got to admit the devil exists. You've got to admit his forces exist. You've got to stand against the forces in high places that have laid these snares and these traps. You look at the advertisements to get into this. This is horrible. And the satanic cults are involved in organized crime, the CIA, everything. You say, well, why do they do that? You've got to get people to break down their morals, their traditional dogma. When you become a made man in the Italian mob, La Cosa Nostra, the good little Italian boys, so they got to have them go from what their traditional views are, they have them say a satanic prayer to the devil when they're becoming made men. They cut themselves. They drip blood on a photo, a picture of Jesus Christ. They burn the photo. They say a prayer to Satan. It's a test. After they've committed murders, now will you go all the way? This is who you're really serving. Well, it's much worse in the WASP mob. You go to the Grove. You go to Skull and Bones. You engage in dark black magic rituals. You bus in $2,000 an hour male prostitutes. You carry this out in front of everyone. You write about it. You admit it. And the Christian leaders don't call you on it because many of them are involved in it. What was Hollywood telling us with the 80s production of Dragnet? Remember that with, the guy that plays in all the big movies, Dan Aykroyd, and who's the other one? Tom Hanks. You see, you got the pornographer, and he's really low-level nobody, just in the flesh, a sinner. And it's really the preacher's the leader of the pagans, and he's taking over the city. See, they're throwing it in your face, folks. They're letting you know the real score. And you've got the outer-level people that are in it for the drugs, the sex, the corruption. You got the higher-level people that are in it for the exercise of power. Because the devil's promised them, it's like he promised Christ on the mountain, can have all this to serve me. And it's real, and you can't ignore it. My friends, I grew up in Rockwall, Texas. Very wealthy suburb of Dallas. I was a poor boy. My dad was middle class. And dozens of times, every group of friends I tried to be involved with, the jocks, the rock and roll crowd, the rich kids, especially the rich kids, tried to recruit me into Satanism. And I've talked about this before. I mean, I'd be at some girl's house, who wanted to date me, beautiful dark black hair and big old green eyes, in some $15 million house, and they come right out and say, "We're Satanists, you want to join us?" And I'd say, "No, thank you." And then when I'd say no thank you, I'd have the police pull me over and tell me that if I didn't straighten up, I'd be a dead man. And my family had to move to Austin, Texas to get away from this type of stuff. So people ask why I understand the New World Order, why I've seen it, because I lived in the wealthiest county in Texas, outside one of the most evil cities in the country, Dallas, and all its occult garbage. And I witnessed it, people. I have seen it. Gene in Arizona. Go ahead, Gene, and then we'll go to Jim and others. You're on the air. Is Gene there or is he gone? Okay, let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
I need to share this information with people. And, like you said, all these things happen to you. You're fighting the enemy, and the public servants are your enemies. I'm in the process of setting up a big lawsuit against Indian River County, Florida, and Vero Beach City Police. But you got to dot your I's and cross your T's, and everybody goes out here on the street, they're not prepared. I'd like to share a few things, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. I suggest that when you go out, you carry two tape recorders with you. And when you get pulled over, you tell that policeman that you're recording the conversation. This policeman is going to immediately impound that tape recorder. And did you catch what I said? He'll impound that tape recorder. But
and then you catch him. Then you catch him in the commission of the crime, trying to cover up any surveillance of what he's about to do.
Okay. Now, what you do is you go straight home, or go straight and get on a typewriter word processor. You type everything up. You, at that point in that letter, demand all the videos, all the audio tapes from 1 hour prior to the stopping, the 1 hour after the stopping, and all of this police.
And then they refuse and say that there is no tape, and they
yes,
didn't take
no, they
audio.
Can't. No, hold on. I just saved an old boy. I kept him out of jail for 7 years since. No, sir. You go in there and you demand a certified copy. You take a tape, blank tape with you, and they'll certify it. No, sir. Now, I'm telling you, it's very important that everybody listens to this. Now, when you file everything, you've got to do it with the clerk under that tag number, that citation number, whatever it is, because you've not got no court docket number at that time. But you file everything you can with that clerk, even including those certified tapes that you picked up. Now, when you do this, you get a court date. You demand, under no circumstances, you take anything but a trial by a jury. And in that you file.
Sir, I'm going to have to hold you over. Jim, stay there. What I'm saying is as many times that we've caught them destroying evidence and tapes, by having that second recording, they certify it, they claim it in court, and then you bring forward the next piece of evidence, the other recorder, you can really catch them in perjury that way. I'm going to try to find out what you're getting at when we get back. Sounds very interesting. I'll get some final news when we get back to you. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, free is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
All right, folks, we're fighting wickedness in high places, and I'm about to go back to Jim. Then I want to hit Israel acknowledges running secret jail. Israel's Shia Bet security agency has held Palestinian prisoners incommunicado for weeks at a time in a secret detention center, the Associated Press has learned. Prisoners say they are blindfolded and kept in black windowless cells. When they ask where they are told on the moon. They also admit people from other countries are being held there, and yes, this is the Associated Press. Israel says that they will kill American citizens when they wish. We can be extradited to these facilities for torture. They're also doing it in Jordan. Now, is that a free society? Secret arrests, secret prisons, no one knows where you are. You're taken to Israel or Jordan for torture. Let's go back to Jim. Jim, why do you have the second recording, and then why do you demand a certified copy of the other one?
Well, you're not demanding a certified copy of the other one. You're demanding a certified copy of all the radio transmissions from the policeman or the public servant to the dispatch or whatever. This is what you're demanding. But you're demanding a copy of all this transmission, the audio and videos. For example, you would just leave that tape that he took away from you in limbo. What you do is on production, you got what they call a discovery process. When you do a discovery process, this is where you hammer him real hard to produce that tape. You have got yours filed with the clerk of court. Now, if he produces an altered tape, well, he will. But you got to understand, Alex, there's so much to know about this that I only wish when I was in school, attending school, that they demanded me to take 1 year law or 2 years, like Alpha 1 and 2. If we had studied law, common law, these policemen, these public servants, sit all day and all night talking about how to screw the people. We people are working our buns off to pay them to orchestrate plans against us. That's like loaning a man money to play poker against you. So we need to get educated. It's not that difficult either. We need to get
educated. I agree. Jim, I'm out of time. Do me a favor. Call back, and we'll talk more about this.
Can I give out my eBay address, email address so people want to contact me?
Sure, go ahead.
It would be MRLEE, at ucnsb.net.
Got to let you go. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
This call back earlier in the show sometime, I'll have you on for 10 minutes or something. It's interesting, good information you're putting out. We like to put hidden camera systems in our cars. There's hundreds of the units now in Austin. The police are aware of them and are scared to death, and that's good. The good cops don't have to worry about anything. Bad ones better watch out. A lot of times there's multiple systems in case you try something. Chief Texas Justice Unfair urges Crime Lab court inquiry. Houston Chronicle, the police chief, saying that they're framing people in mass. That's the Houston Chronicle. Houston, folks, the corruption is out of control. They're not all bad, but the system's getting, corruption just gets worse and worse. They just don't know when to stop. We got to stop them. We're the good people. We want to be left alone. But look at this article out of Israel, out of the Associated Press. Israel acknowledges running secret jail. They just grab you off the street. Other citizens of other countries are there. They torture you. Everything, when you ask where you're at, they tell you on the moon. That's not freedom, folks. Secret jails, they're called dungeons. They admit secret executions for citizens now. Doesn't scare me. Makes me very angry. Makes me want to fight these people and the info war. Help us do it. Spread the word about the show. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get my videos. Get big discounts when you order three or more. Get Police State 3. Make copies of it. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You got to get that Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Find out what the globalists are doing. 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net to order. Support the show. Get the films. Wake America up. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Have a great day. God bless you all.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world.